Winter brings us snow, ice, and grayness. And while we look out the window, Dayton Youth Radio producer Devontae Jackson prefers to analyze the weather through calculations. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce him.
A student at Ponens Career Technology Center sees the weather from different angles and wonders what makes it happen and what it feels like to stand in it.
My name is Devontae Jackson. I'm 18 years old and I go to David H. Ponens CTC. I'm an African-American male who loves salad and the weather. I'm an aspiring meteorologist who dreams of being on TV one day. Yeah, I just said meteorologist. Today I want to talk about the meteorology field, being a broadcast meteorologist. Well, sort of. When I was a child, I would always look up to the weather forecasters on TV, and I would think, man, look at that. I want to do that one day. But there was one thing I noticed. None of them on TV looked like me. When I would tell my friends that I wanted to be a forecaster, they would say, what? Weather is my passion, and if it wasn't, I wouldn't have spent months making my very own weather blog. I was up day and night coding the website and making weather graphics. To me, as a weather geek, it made my day. I don't let my life obstacles turn into excuses of not pursuing my dream. I don't come from the best neighborhood. I'm from the Madden Hills neighborhood in Dayton. There are fights, and there are even shootings sometimes. Plus, my dad is incarcerated, but my family, including my dad, supports me. That's another thing that keeps pushing me towards getting my degree in meteorology. I will never forget, when I was 8 or 9, my grandpa told me to go outside in the rain and give a weather forecast. Me and my family laughed really hard that day, probably because I was soaked, cold, and shivering when I came back in the house. Now, I am the go-to person for weather information in my family, for my friends, and even at school. Because when there's a blizzard, I always hear, do you think school's going to be closed? We're not going to beat around a bush or anything. I mean, getting into meteorology, that is not the easiest fields to get into. I mean, you have to be really willing to do it. I applied to Cornell University, and that is a really hard school to get into, but I always like to challenge myself, and the reason I did this story is, and I hope it inspires other teenagers who hear it, or just other people in general, is just to never doubt yourself, always challenge yourself, just never be scared to do something, because the worst that could happen is people say no. Now, of course, getting a degree to become a broadcast meteorologist will not be easy. I will have to take physics and calculus 1 through probably 4 and all that fun stuff because it's required. At the end of the day, when I walk across the stage in college and get my degree, that won't be the end for me. It will just be the beginning. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponens CTC, this is Devontae Jackson.
That's a story called The Weatherman, written and produced by Devontae Jackson, a senior at Ponens CTC. Special thanks to Joanne Viscop and Jeffrey Crowell. To hear more stories from this series, visit WISO.org or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.